tell the world why you love the Lord.
You know, over the last 10 years, most of it has been fairly comfortable for us financially. I grew up really, really poor, and I've had some struggles with that when things were tight, and panic and anxiety. And when you spoke to me, I'm like, I don't know what I'm going to say, but yeah, I'll say something. And God gave it to me the other night. It was clear as day. I have not panicked this year. God had blessed us with so much food in canning in our freezers and everything. We've had little impact by the rise in prices with groceries. Our bills are paid, and I'm not panicking that I'm going to get evicted or anything, and I lived a good part of my life. And I am so thankful that God helped me to see how much he has changed my life.
Troy, Shauna, which one of you wants to speak?
Well, Troy came up to the piano and said, I'm not feeling good, so you need to do this. And I was sitting here quickly finding something, a verse, but anyway. I am thankful for Bible promises. And I'm going to quickly present to you a Christmas story in advance, because I believe that we can do that. I'm praying for a Christmas miracle that God will send an angel to travel with Rebecca and prepare her heart for when she gets here. And I believe he will do that. So I'm praising God for the Christmas miracle in advance.
I'm sorry if I'm going to be a little bit longer. I do have greetings to share from Mary, who has composed another poem for this season, so I'm going to share that first, Christmas Praise. Thank you to our Father and Jesus Christ, his Son, knowing what was to come with all our wicked schemes, developed that great and wonderfully redeeming plan long ago in that land we can see only in our dreams. They knew we would not be safe to bring to heaven without an entire transformation in each case. So Michael, the joy of heaven, the Son of God, came down to this sinful world to take our place. The Father protected his Son who came as a babe. Angels sang praises and announced his birth to shepherds who hurried to worship and adore and started that blessed news around the earth. There are many other people who also did their part, such as the wise men who went home another way, while Joseph and Mary fled with the child to Egypt, spending there a very long and angel-protected stay. Praise to the ones who had studied the ancient writings and believed what these precious scriptures had to say. Besides the Magi, there were elderly Simeon and Anna, long waiting for the Holy Spirit to indicate the day. Praise to our Heavenly Father and Jesus, his Son. To be with them in glory, we constantly yearn. May we never forget to keep this thought supreme and be ready and ever waiting for Jesus' return. We've had many blessings this year. We've taken some awesome trips. It's been wonderful. But nothing has compared to the fact that I still have a husband. It could have been very different this year, and it was it was kind of unreal how it all unfolded. I don't think I was always totally there. I just went with the flow of what was happening. But it has sunk in that I could be alone today, and I'm not. And Dennis often says he wonders why God spared him. And we both wonder what God has in store for us. But he has blessings, and he has things that he wants us to do, and we want to be willing to do those. I want to finish off with a Christmas version of 1 Corinthians 13. If I decorate my house perfectly with plaid bows, strands of twinkling lights and shiny balls, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another decorator. If I slave away in the kitchen, baking dozens of Christmas cookies, preparing gourmet meals and arranging a beautifully adorned table at mealtime, but do not show love to my family, I'm just another cook. If I work at the soup kitchen, carol in the nursing home, and give all that I have to charity, but do not show love to my family, it profits me nothing. If I trim the spruce with shimmering angels and crocheted snowflakes, attend a myriad of holiday parties and sing in the choir's cantata, but do not focus on those I love the most, I have missed the point. In other words, love stops the cooking to hug a child. Love sets aside the decorating to kiss the spouse. Love is kind, though harried and tired. Love doesn't envy another's home that has coordinated Christmas china and table linens. Love doesn't yell at the kids to get out of the way, but is thankful they are there to be in the way. Love doesn't give only to those who are able to give in return, but rejoices in giving to those who can't. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Video games will break, pearl necklaces will be lost, golf clubs will rust, but the gift of love will endure.
Well, I guess I got handed this phone, this microphone, and I did at one time think about what I was going to say if I said something. And, well, of course, I'm very, very grateful I still have my family. I still have my parents. They're in good health, mostly. And I have my sister who's had some rough times lately. Not that we haven't all, but, and I have children that, I don't know, they go through, Kinley was talking in Sabbath school about his brother, and I was thinking, just wait, they grow through that. I had boys that had really, really rough patches, and they're not back in church yet, but I pray they will be. But they're nice boys. They care about us. I mean, one cares about us when he finally answers us once in a while. He's busy. They have lives. I'm glad they have lives. But I'm just grateful for all the things he's given us. And I'll read the little hymn that I thought was just, I love the words of. It's called, Trust Him When Thy Wants Are Many. Trust Him when thy wants are many. Trust Him when thy friends are few. And the time of swift temptation is the time to trust Him too. Trust Him when thy soul is burdened with the sense of all its sin. He will speak the word of pardon. He will make thee clean within. Trust Him for the grace sufficient, every equal to thy need. Trust Him always for the answer when in His dear name you plead. Trust Him for the grace to conquer, He is able to subdue. Trust Him for the power for service, trust Him for the blessing too. Trust Him when dark doubts assail thee, trust Him when thy strength is small. Trust Him when to simply trust Him seems the hardest thing of all. Trust Him, He is ever faithful. Trust Him, for His will is best. Trust Him, for the heart of Jesus is the only place of rest. Trust Him then through cloud or sunshine, all thy cares upon Him cast, till the storm of life is over, and the trusting days are past.
This year there's been an overwhelming feeling that we're really blessed to live where we do. We're really blessed to be Americans. The valley is really fruitful, literally. The sunsets this year have been magnificent. We had a huge super bloom this year, which just shows that the Lord provides for us. We've had a lot of different things happen. We lost a dog. We gained two dogs. which they're like our kids. So to know the Lord, the feelings that we have towards our family and our pets, to know the Lord gives us so much more love and has so much more love for us, is a huge, huge lesson this year for me and Lori, maybe. but our church family is a huge part of our lives, and to have a church family that you can see God's love, and we're an accepting church family. We are a loving church family. I think that's a huge blessing that maybe some of us take advantage of, for granted of, for taking granted for, whatever, however you want to say it. Yeah, the other's fine. But I think we should look at all the little things that we experience, and all the little things are, I mean, they're big things to us just because they're our lives, right? But if we lose perspective, and it's easy to lose perspective, but if we look at the overall picture of what we have and what we experience in our church and in our lives, it's a tremendous blessing to have what we have. And hopefully we can honor the Lord through being his people and showing his love through what we do.
So for Rachel and I, I'm not half bedridden anymore, so that's nice. I'm able to work. I have a job. That's nice. We're still in our little apartment, and rent hasn't gone up. The Subaru works, so yeah. Oh, and you guys. So there's that too. I'm not good at talking, so there you go. But yeah, it's by the end of the year come together more so. Yeah.
Well, I've become acquainted again with Psalms 59 this year, and I found it handwritten in my Bible that I had on a couple of pieces of paper too. And Terry and I have been reading that every night over our family and friends, and it's the most wonderful prayer. There's a lot of, "Oh Lord," you know, It's just amazing. It covers everything we're facing today. So when you get a chance, read Psalms 59 and see what I'm talking about. We've had some amazing, amazing miracles. My brother is alive and well, where we weren't sure how he was doing. We just saw my sister day before yesterday, and she was actually talking strongly. She was able to, now this doesn't seem like much, but my sister struggles. She doesn't make lists. She struggled for 6 months to try to write me a letter. And I kept telling her, don't worry about it, you know, just forget about it. But her numbers had come up. Her hemoglobin numbers are supposed to be 12. And the last time we took her in, she was 4.0. And that's near death, easily near death. And she was so weak, she fell down and got stuck between a wall and her bed. And if someone had been there, she couldn't have got up. Her hands were just too weak. So that was such a blessing. I just sat there listening to her and smiling. And not only did she make a list, a grocery list, but she made it all in the areas where they were together in the store. And it is so difficult for her to go to a store. She has a lot of social anxiety. And just to go to a store just scares her. And there she was making this list. And I was just looking at her and smiling and smiling. So we're very, very grateful we got to be there with the doctor and talk to her about things. I mean, and so... and then, you know, little things, our little chicken that was so sick and hadn't eaten for 5 days, the Lord just healed her. We kept saying, what are we going to do because she's not eating? Well, obviously she'd been drinking water. We had her inside. And then a few more days and she, how long do we have her inside?
About
10 days. We were able to put her back out. She's one of the new babies. So we were so grateful. God is just amazing. I know all of you probably feel the same. You couldn't even write down the miracles that he performed for you last year. It's just astounding, the things that come through for you, the blessings that happen, the people who reach out to you. Matt, our renter, who was so very ill, is much better. He'll be back here and then be another month in the VA. So just so many, many blessings we thank the Lord for. And we thank the Lord for you, all of you. So it's been quite a year for all of us here. I tell my friends, please pray. And I know Mary had suggested we need to pray for our little church and their members. And I tell them, I says, you would not believe what has happened to our church members this year. And please pray for them and for us. So anyway, God is wonderful.
We too have been blessed abundantly by our Heavenly Father, His giving is incomprehensible, His long-suffering and mercy and graciousness to us. And we've experienced discipline and joy and miracles on, you know, of huge healing. And it's just been, there's so much to praise Him for. We're so thankful, so thankful. But the greatest praise of my heart is Paul's prayer for us. And so I'm just taking it for our family because it's affected each person in our family. When he prays in Ephesians 1, verse 17, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. And I am so grateful for how each one is growing in their knowledge of Jesus Christ, and that is the greatest blessing, the greatest miracle, and I praise him from the bottom of my heart.
I wasn't prepared for this. I was hoping Don's covered us all.
Looking back over the year that we've had, as many of you said, there's a lot of blessings. But for me personally, a lot of you may, I said this in front of church a while ago, but so you may remember, but I'd been carrying this huge burden for years and years, like 20. No, more than that, because he's been dead longer than that. But since 1990, I've been carrying this burden. And this year, God gave me peace. And there's been a few times during this counseling session that I've had, or at the end of it, that I have felt such absolute peace and calm. And I have never in my 53, almost 54 years, experienced that. It was just like, I was almost not breathing. It just felt so calm, and so there were no thoughts in my head other than, I love this feeling. Thank you, God. You know, it's just amazing what God will do for us and what he will take away if we will give it to him.
This has been one of my most challenging years this year, teaching, being principal. But I just want to praise the Lord for how he has given me what I needed when things were difficult. I always take time in the morning to pray and read, and I always ask God to show me what he wants me to learn out of the portion of the Bible that I'm reading. Right now I'm reading through the Gospels. And it always amazes me how when I really need something, that's the verses that I'm reading that day. And I usually have music playing. And when I really am down and I'm struggling, all the songs are like God talking to me. And he's there. And at my lowest, a couple of weeks ago, I hadn't even asked God to talk to me. I knew I needed to spend time. I was walking on the treadmill, whatever I was listening to on, was listening to a YouTube sermon, Mark Finley. I usually listen to something. I didn't have anything, so I just pulled up something quick so I could get through my walk on the treadmill, and it was exactly what I needed. And then the verses that I needed to hear that day and the music, and then I got a text from someone saying, we are earnestly praying for you today. And I knew that God was there and that he was going to tell me exactly what I needed to do next, and he was going to guide me along the way. And there are days when I think, is it time for me to quit? And God's like, no, I have a job for you. And he gets me through, and I just praise him for everything that he does for me every day.
Again, I was not expecting this. It's been a very good year for us. God allowed us to be able to purchase our new home. And the finances were there. I think that was one of the huge praises, because we were trying to figure out, like, with the way the economy was, to build a house and how expensive. This year, my husband was able to
work
that, but to go to days.
So I hold her now at night versus my steering wheel.
These are tears of joy. Yeah. Because last month I was able to go to a new doctor, and the news and the diagnosis and what a huge help. And the way I feel. And looking forward to getting back to my old self with her help. I think that's the biggest praise.
Because she's been gone for a while, for about 8 years now. So yeah, it's kind of nice to have her back to her own old self.
Yeah.
So choose carefully when you guys go to the doctors. It's, yeah, there's a lot of people out there that don't do much. So I'm as well thankful that she finally found somewhere that actually cares. And listens and actually prescribes stuff that actually helps versus just, you know, putting you on a pill that doesn't do anything to you or hurts you.
Being just told that I'm okay, you're fine.
Yeah, so. Anyway, thank you guys.
Okay, well, first of all, I'm just thankful that God is God, that we have a loving, powerful, amazing being in charge of our lives, and that we can know him, that he has saved us, and we have hope of eternity. My husband and I went through many years of childlessness before God gave us the ones we have. And I'm so grateful for them. But I have often wondered what their childhood cost them, going from culture to culture, dealing with such imperfect parents who saw things so totally different in the way children should be raised. And this past week, Loisy and I were talking, and she told me that she has told her friends that she had a wonderful childhood. I don't know what can move me more, but I was so thrilled to hear that, because I haven't known. I have felt bad for the way my children have went from culture to culture and language to language and so on, besides the stresses that Ed and I were under. And the fact that they lost, the youngest two were still teenagers when they lost their daddy. But to know that they were happy is wonderful. Thank God.
I'm so thankful for all the many blessings that the Lord has given to us. And I want to say I'm particularly thankful to be living in a Christian world and to be able to worship together with people that believe the same way that I believe. I want to thank your church for opening your arms and your heart to me and letting me join your church. I also want to say that one of the things that I'm thankful for this year, and not just this year, but I'm thankful for our happy home. And it takes, Lori and John are taking over from me, taking care of me since I lost my husband, and it's wonderful to have people in the home with you so that you're not alone. I also want to say one of the texts that I really, really have appreciated and know the angel of the Lord encampeth around about them that fear him and delivereth them. And I have experienced, and my family's experienced, quite a few things over the years. Things that we should have not survived. And the only reason, I mean, one time my husband and my daughters had a truck accident going down the hill with a load of grain behind them and a big truck. And there was a train going across the track at the bottom of the hill. And it was snowy. And my one daughter put her head down and was praying. And Lori said to my husband, "Hit the ditch, Dad, hit the ditch." Which he did. And it flipped, he went over some poles. It flipped the truck around so the grain all went to the back instead of smothering them coming to the front. And somebody, they caught a ride with somebody back to the house, but somebody, another friend came by and said, "Oh no, they're gone." The radio was playing, and they were sure that whoever was in the truck had passed away. But then they got there was nobody there. And just so many times, I was in an accident where I broke my neck, C2 and C3, and the doctors told me that I would never be able to work, never be able to walk. And the Lord has healed me, answered that prayer. And I just have to say one more thing, and then I'll quit. But I just know so many different times in our lives where we can tell. We've seen miracles. But think about all the times that we don't see them, you know? The Lord looks after us, and he sends our angels to be with us, and I'm just so happy that we can claim that promise. I shouldn't tell this. Lori told me that she wasn't going to tell John, but I'm going to tell you anyway. a couple of weeks ago, Lori and I were heading to town, and as usual, I was being stupid, and I was driving, and I had made myself a lunch. So I had a half of a peanut butter sandwich and some apple slices. And so I put it in a paper bag, and I was on the road, you know, to get to the highway, not anything happening much, so I reached down and was trying to get my sandwich out of the bag. I'm driving. And all of a sudden, Lori went, "Oh, Mom!" And I looked, and we were coming to a place where there were concrete things on each side with a ditch underneath, you know? And I was headed straight for the concrete. And so I quickly jerked the wheel over, and I overcorrected, and I went over to the other side, and I was fishtailing around. And I was able to straighten it out, and no harm done. But you know, if we could have hit that, and it would have been tragic, you know, it would have hit right on Lori's side, right, you know? And there could have been somebody coming, and I could have run, you know? The Lord really, really took care of us and sent our angels to be with us. So I'm so thankful for that text, that the Lord sends his angels to camp about those that fear him and deliver them.
The first thing that comes to my mind is Ephesians 2:3. "Now to him who is able to do abundantly above all that we ask or even imagine." What an amazing God we have, and it just makes my heart swell with gratitude. My life has changed since Parkinson's. I focus on the word strength in the Bible, and I have compiled several of them in my phone, and I read them when I don't feel very strong. And I'm just so very grateful to God for giving me that strength, especially when it comes to our grandchildren, because when there's 9 of them there at my home, it takes a lot of strength, and he always provides what I need, and so I'm very grateful.
John wants to talk one more time.
Not with what Mary said, but got a text from Randy this morning, and I forgot to say this in prayer time, but Shannon's got a really bad toothache and Jaden's sick. Another praise, though, is Randy and Shannon's baptism. Wanted to remember that this year, and I know that's probably what they would have said too, so.
Ah, Dawn has one more she wants to say. Let's give her the chance.
When I thought before this was part of it, but I got so overwhelmed with the fact that I looked back over the last year and realized that God, I hadn't panicked or anything, you know, even though Kevin hadn't been working, that took over. But I am so thankful for this church family. Mike and Jessica asked us several times to come out here, and we're like, no. Kevin would have done it in a heartbeat, but I just feel, I don't know, I wouldn't stay in a big church, I guess. And the Lord, during the pandemic, something happened, and the Lord just put it on my heart to come try it. And, you know, I'm sometimes a little odd and different, and you know what? I know you guys still love me, and I've never felt so accepted with all of my little quirks and everything. And, you know, you changed a time for a meeting for me, and then I started having health problems and couldn't go, and nobody called me up or made faces at me for not showing up. And, I mean, those are big praises. I mean, we have a church that is amazing, and I just don't think we always realize there is so much backbiting and arguing and power struggles in other churches. And this church is filled with love. And I just want to praise God for that and to remind all of us what a gift this is.
Can I add something? Yeah, I want to add something here. I was listening to y'all and just thinking away. You know, I'm blessed to be here because, as some of you know, I was hit by a car when I was 8 years old, and I should have been dead right there on the highway in upstate New York, but somehow God's grace kept me alive, and this side of eternity, I don't know how, and since then, I've faced danger a lot of times, you know, had close encounters with cougars and grizzly bears and black bears, and down in Florida picking oranges, I had someone threaten me with a .38 special when I was down there in Ocala, Florida. But I'm just thankful God protected me through all those times. And even out on the road driving truck, I've had close calls, especially in the wintertime. Scary moments, but I'm thankful that God helped me through those. And I'm just thankful to be here. And I didn't know how this year was going to pan out because of my knee injury, my elbow injury, trying to get everything sorted out, and not sure what was going to happen after I got better. But I'm just thankful right now.
Well, I have something to be thankful for. The other day, Dana and I were at the store, and I was checking out. The gal goes, "Are you a veteran?" And I said, "Yeah, 50 years of marriage." And and I have to be very thankful for that. The Lord, when we look back at how He worked out Dana and I getting together, it's a miracle. But I'm so thankful for my wife. She's such a great gal. And it's not been 50 years of the Army by any stretch, although there are a few orders once in a while, but very few. So I praise the Lord for that.
And I can really attest to that nice years together. It's 65 years with Mary. 65, gal. That's how long we've been able to be together. And that is one blessing I am immensely thankful for. But I'm also thankful for the fact that I'm not on dialysis. And that was predicted for summer of this year. And the last time the doctor checked, he said, well, we'll have to check you again next year. You might need it by then. And I am blessed in that respect. But right now, my major blessing is that my barber got back from being in treatment, and then he had to get over COVID twice. But I finally got a haircut, and that was a blessing. And these little mundane parts of life are what make life so wonderful.